Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts marks the end of the former U.S. president's historic hush money trial, but the fight over the case is far from over. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Now comes the sentencing and potential for prison time, a lengthy appellate process, and all the while, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee still has to deal with three more criminal cases and a campaign that could see him return to the White House. After more than 9 hours of deliberations over 2 days, the Manhattan jury found Trump guilty of falsifying business records in the case stemming from a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Trump angrily denounced the trial after court Thursday.
This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt.
Sentencing for Trump is set for July 11th. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. and a key ally confirmed on Friday they will now both allow Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with weapons they've provided. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Kyiv had been frustrated with restrictions on using Western weapons as Russia started hammering the Kharkiv border region from its own land. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine asked to use the weapons to target those troops in self-defense.
That went right to the president, and as you've heard, he's approved the use of our weapons for that purpose.
Germany is also on board. Kyiv's reaction?
I want to see in practice what will be.
Moscow is furious, with Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov saying it shows just how deeply the U.S. is involved in the war. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. South Africa's African National Congress appears poised on Friday to lose a parliamentary majority it has held for 30 years, according to partial election results. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
By the early hours of Friday, its vote share stood at less than 43%, with half of all polling stations having reported results. The party of Nelson Mandela still looked likely to remain the largest political force. But for the first time in the country's post-apartheid history, it appears set to be pushed into a coalition with other parties. Which party the ANC might choose to work with remains unclear. The Electoral Commission has 7 days to declare full results by law, though it's usually faster than that.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Ukraine and Russia have exchanged prisoners of war, each sending back 75 POWs in the first such swap in the past 3 months. The Ukrainians were returned on several buses that drove into the northern Sumy region. As they disembarked, they shouted joyfully and called their families to tell them they were home. Some knelt and kissed the ground, while many wrapped themselves in yellow-blue flags. They hugged one another, breaking into tears. Many appeared emaciated and poorly dressed. The exchange was the fourth prisoner swap this year and the 52nd since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Earlier in the day, bodies of the fallen were also swapped. Mexico will make history on June 2nd when voters elect one of two women as its new leader in a process in which thousands of local and state positions are up for grabs. VOA's Celia Mendoza reports from Mexico City.
Voters appear delighted with the prospect of electing, regardless of political party, the first woman president in the country. Jesús Ayala is a young Mexican.
Wow, porque pues, o sea, una
it's like wow, because a female president in Mexico, in a super sexist country, misogynist and everything, that goes against women. It would give women permission to raise their voices a little more.
The two leading candidates include former Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum, who represents Morena, the left-leaning party of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The other is Xochitl Gálvez, a former senator. Celia Mendoza, VOA News, Mexico City.
South Sudan has received its first batch of a new malaria vaccine from the World Health Organization, an important step in efforts to battle a disease that is the biggest killer of children in this African country. The more than 645,000 doses of the R21 malaria vaccine received on Friday will be distributed across 28 counties with the highest malaria burden. In 2022, South Sudan had an estimated 2.8 million cases and 6,680 deaths from malaria. It has one of the region's highest rates of malaria incidence. South Sudan's health minister said the new vaccine, alongside other preventative measures such as insecticide-treated bed nets, will be instrumental to push for malaria elimination. I'm Alexis Strope.